They tried to polish him up, set a trap for him. They said, oh, we know you're a master. You teach the way of God and you don't deviate and things like that. Then tell us, master, is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Jesus said, why tempt ye me, you hypocrites? You know what Jesus, the special revelation Jesus gave to Peter one time? They asked Peter, they said, Peter, does your master pay taxes? Peter asked, answered for him, said, yes. Jesus rebuked him. He said, here's how Jesus rebuked him. He said, Peter, who do the kings of the earth charge taxes? Do they charge it to their sons or strangers? Peter said, strangers. Then Jesus made a statement. He said, then are the sons free. He said, nonetheless, lest we should offend, go down there and catch that fish, take a coin out of his mouth, Peter, and that'll be for me and you. We'll pay taxes because we don't want to offend him. Amen? And so, you know, Jesus, after they had set this trap for him, he said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites, and so forth? Show me the coin. He said, whose image and superscriptions on the coin? They said, Caesar's. He said, therefore give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and give to God the things that are God's. And then the Lord always did defeat him with another question. And the question he asked him, he said, when the Messiah comes, now he's on the earth standing there talking to them, they don't know it, and he knows they don't know it, but he gives them a question to trap him. When the Messiah comes, whose son will he be? They said, well, he'll be David's son. So the Lord asked him, he said, then why did David in the Psalms call him Lord, saying, set thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool? He said, now, he'll be David's son, how did David call him Lord? The Bible said, after that, none of them dares to ask him any question. But if you read this, if you read the salutation in the book of Revelations, where he meets John there in his glorified state, John falls at his feet as one dead, brother. And remember what God told Moses? He said, no man will see my face and live. I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock. And I'll let you see my backside. And it was so glorious that Moses' face glowed and he had to hang a rag over his face because of the brightness of his face that he'd seen the backside of God. Now God's manifested, like I say here, to the place where John fell at his feet as dead. Then the Lord Jesus, every salutation to the church, he began to reveal a portion of his deity. Behold, I am Alpha and Omega. I am both the root and the offspring of David. I am the first, I am the last, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, hallelujah, which is the word of God. God revealing himself, line upon earth.